This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Both Russian and Ukrainian forces battling for control of the eastern Ukrainian city of Bakhmut reported fierce fighting Monday as the month-long struggle in the region raged on. Ukraine's military said it was using artillery, tanks, and other weapons to repel Russian attempts to capture the city. Britain's defense ministry has assessed in recent days that Russia's Wagner paramilitary group controls most of the eastern part of Bakhmut, with Ukrainian forces holding the western portion. Wagner founder Yevgeny Prigozhin described the situation Sunday as very tough, with fighting getting more difficult the closer the forces get to the city center. Russia has targeted Bakhmut as a key part of its wider goal to seize the eastern Donbas region of Ukraine. A year of Western sanctions on Russia has made little apparent difference to ordinary life in Russia, but growing economic challenges may test the country in the near future. Associated Press correspondent Karen Shamas reports. Or rather, I'm sorry, VOA correspondent, or VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
There's no mass unemployment, shuttered banks, or other signs of crisis, but President Vladimir Putin's fortress economy faces an even tougher test in the months ahead. New sanctions are finally targeting the full scale of the Kremlin's biggest moneymaker, oil exports. Some economists think that could mean a breaking point for government finances this year, and while the Kremlin may not have cash, it faces long-term stagnation without outside investment or Western technology. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Moldovan police said Sunday they've arrested members of a network orchestrated by Moscow in a bid to destabilize the former Soviet nation as anti-government protests kicked off. Police said 25 men were questioned and 7 of them detained. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden is telling the U.S. the nation's financial systems are sound. This comes after the swift and stunning collapse of two banks that prompted fears of a broader financial upheaval. U.S. regulators closed the Silicon Valley Bank Friday after it experienced a traditional bank run where depositors rushed to withdraw their funds all at once. It was the second largest bank failure in U.S. history, behind only the 2008 failure of Washington Mutual. Regulators also announced New York-based Signature Bank also failed. President Biden, speaking from the White House Monday, shortly before the U.S. markets opened, sought to reassure the U.S. citizens their money was safe.
All customers who had deposits in these banks can rest assured. I want to rest assured they'll be protected and they'll have access to their money as of today. That includes small businesses across the country that bank there and need to make payroll, pay their bills, and stay open for business. No losses will be, and I want, this is an important point, no losses will be borne by the taxpayers.
Biden said he would seek to hold those responsible to task and pressed for better oversight and regulation of larger banks. Government authorities in Mozambique and Malawi report an unrelenting cyclone, Freddy, currently battering southern Africa, has killed at least 44 people in the two southeastern African nations since it struck the continent for a second time Saturday. The chief executive officer of Malawi's commercial hub Blantyre told the Associated Press Monday at least 39 people in the two cities have died, with several others missing or injured. Authorities in Mozambique reported 5 people were killed in the country since Saturday. The cyclone lashed over Mozambique and Malawi over the weekend and into Monday. It's the second time the record-breaking cyclone, which has been causing destruction in southern Africa since late February, made landfall in mainland Africa. The head of Iran's judiciary says 22,000 people arrested in recent protests that swept the Islamic Republic have been pardoned. Associated Press Karen Shamas reports.
Ghulam Hossein Mohseni Ejehi said a total of 82,656 prisoners and those facing charges had been pardoned. Of those, some 22,000 had been arrested amid the demonstrations. Those pardoned had not committed theft or violent crimes, Ejehi said. The comments come as the demonstrations have slowed in recent months. However, anger remains as the country struggles with economic problems and the collapse of the national currency, the rial. I'm Karen Chamas.
You'll find more information on these stories and all the stories we're covering on our website, voanews.com. From Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.